Welcome to Quickies.
Oh my god, that celebrity did what?
Welcome to In.com's Quickies. I'm Karan and I'm exactly the guy to tell you just what that celebrity did do. So stick around because we have some more updates for you today. Looks like the promotional team for Kalank have downed one too many Red Bulls because the promo material for the movie is coming in and coming in fast. The makers of the movie are now releasing character posters of all the actors one by one. First there was Varun Dhawan and a wild bull, and now there's Alia coming head on to butt everyone with her stunning poster. The poster has this reddish pink tinge to it, which seems like a subtle way of implying there's going to be copious amounts of love and gore, which are in certain scenarios one and the same thing. Apparently Alia plays a character named Roop who is in love with Varun but gets married to Aditya Roy Kapoor. That's definitely the gory part. I wonder what the lovey-dovey part's going to be like then. I suppose we'll just have to wait and find out. Here's a small summary of the movie for you guys. Kalank is based in the 1940s before India obtained independence from the British. Set in a certain socio-economical backdrop, the rich and the influential also maintain a certain way of life. The film revolves around one such family that is in for a shock after too many hidden secrets of the family start pouring out. Ayushmann Khurrana has been a busy little bee. After two big movie releases in 2018 that went down smoothly with critics and blasted its way to the happy corners of the box office, 2019 is all set to be even busier. His last film, Andhadhun, is all set to release in China under the title Piano Player. And besides Piano Player, 2019 will see Ayushmann in Dreamgirl and Article 15. He also has another project lined up for release this year called Bala. I thought movies take a fair amount of time to shoot. How is this guy pulling off three movies in a year? Anyway, you know how life is. It always likes to balance the good with a fair amount of bad. Well, it turns out even before work on the movie Bala kickstarts, the film is already in legal trouble with director Kamal Kant accusing Ayushmann and the makers of the film of lifting the idea from his project. The storyline for Bala will basically revolve around a man facing premature balding. Ironically, it seems like the filmmakers are going to be experiencing a fair amount of hair loss themselves dealing with this plagiarism case against them. Banned cricketer Sri Sant may not have won Big Boss 12, but looks like he just got himself a bigger, better win. The Supreme Court on Friday lifted the ban imposed by the Indian Cricket Board BCCI on the cricketer for supposedly being involved in spot fixing during the Indian Premier League of 2013. The Supreme Court has now suggested that the BCCI reconsider their take on Sri Sant and come up with a decision within the next 3 months. Sri Sant was a part of Rajasthan Royals when he was arrested along with two other teammates and got banned from cricket. Apparently, the team and its owners were only banned for 2 years, while Sri Sant was quite unfairly banned for life. The odd thing is it wasn't even established whether a match fixing even took place during the Rajasthan Royals vs Punjab Kings game. And that Sri Sant received any money at all wasn't even proven. Anyway, let's see what the BCCI has to say about all this. Looks like there's some good news and bad news for the Saina Nehwal biopic. I'll start with the bad news because first you gotta eat your vegetables and then you can have dessert. Shraddha Kapoor, who was to be the lead star of the biopic, seems to have dropped her shuttle and left the court. Yes, she won't be a part of the project anymore. Apparently, she has too many other matches to play and hence can't commit to this one. She's currently shooting for Nitesh Tiwari's Chichore. She was also recently in London for Remo D'Souza's Street Dancer 3D, will also be seen in Baghi 3 opposite Tiger Shroff, and will have to jump into a promotional spree soon for Saho, which is expected to release in August. The good news is that she's going to be replaced by Pariniti Chopra. Let's hope Pariniti can pick up where Shraddha left off and do the biopic justice. The Bangladesh cricket team that is currently touring New Zealand for a tournament just had the biggest escape of their lives. They had been bused to a mosque in Central Christchurch and were about to enter when suddenly a shootout commenced, killing 40 people and seriously injuring over 20. The team are safe but in shock and have been asked to stay in their hotel rooms. Witnesses told media that a man dressed in a military-style camouflage outfit and carrying an automatic rifle started randomly shooting people in the Al Noor Mosque. The New Zealand Police Commissioner confirmed that 3 men and 1 woman have been taken into custody in relation to the incident. Let's hope that includes all the perpetrators involved in this horrific, horrific event.
The Quickies on in.com.